Here we go into the happy hour. Gwen and Chris on a Thursday afternoon. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby today. In the Odyssey Palace Studios, Tony Gwynn Jr. working OT in Peoria. Had the Padres game earlier today. He and Jesse Agler called the 5-3 Padres victory over the minor league Oakland Athletics. Padres do get credit for a victory, though, in spring training play, even though it was against Oakland. Padres are 4-4. They're still going to count it. Padres are 4-4 now, and they've won 3 in a row. And the heroes today, Pedro Avila with a solid 3 innings of work. Starting pitcher gave up two hits and one run. That was Morejon pitched a scoreless inning today. Otherwise, not a lot of. Oh, no. You know who else pitched today?
Who?
I just noticed it.
Oh, our guy, Mr. Go.
Mr. Go.
He had a great day.
Mr. Go, well, I don't know. Is that a great day? Struck out 2, gave up a hit. One inning of work.
I think that's a pretty good day.
I love to see that from our friend Ooh Suck Go, otherwise known on this program as Mr. Go.
Mr. Go.
Congrats, Mr. Go. Nicely done. Padres get 2-for-3. RBI, Kyle Higashioka. We're going to hear from Kyle.
Yeah.
Here in just a moment. Sammy Leavitt tracked him down after the game today.
Mm-hmm.
No stone unturned by Sammy.
No stone.
Graham Pauly, another one of those minor leaguers trying to make it to the big show. 2-for-3 with a 2-run triple today. Camposano had an RBI double as well. So there you have that.
I love all of that.
I know you do. Brent Rooker.
Uh-oh.
0-for-3.
Oh,
former
man.
Padre in the middle of the Oakland A's lineup. I'm looking down the rest of the Oakland roster here.
There's no one that I even remember.
Never heard of
recognize.
Any of these guys. I didn't even know, like, are any of these guys in the major leagues?
I don't know.
I mean, what's more embarrassing, the A's or the Rockies?
The A's.
You think?
Because it's not even a secret that he doesn't want to spend money. It's just, like, well known. John Fisher.
I guess it's the A's, too, because they now have a fan base that has no reason to show up to their games.
Yeah, because they want out.
At least the Rockies get, you know, 25,000 fans a game.
But I understand the question because
and I love Bud Black. I still love Bud Black.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
I do. You know, I mean, he's as good a... The funny thing about Bud Black, to me, he's as good a manager as Bob Melvin or Mike Schilt or Dave Roberts. I just think Bud Black's that good. Managers don't win games, though. You know?
Yeah, they don't.
Somebody's got to come through.
But I know we don't know what's in Bud Black's head, but at a certain point, wouldn't you want to be like, all right, this isn't working for me here. I want to go to a team that
maybe,
has a chance.
Maybe, but at some point, somebody keeps giving you a couple of $1 million a year to do something you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, Bud Black's moved around already in his life. He's been everywhere.
True.
I don't know. I know what you're saying. I think if you're Bud Black, you know, behind the scenes, you've got to be, you know, like, come on. Can we possibly...
You have to be.
You know, try to have a contending team here.
Because how do you... Honestly, how
I mean,
do you...
he's a competitor, right? Just
yeah.
like anyone else.
But how do you get motivated to for a long baseball season when you know your team is not good?
Yeah. I don't know. It wouldn't be easy. But I'll say this, like if I, like, you know, Jenny's not there. Well, Jenny Kavner went from the Rockies to the A's, so she's got them both covered.
But she got a promotion, so.
She did. But, I mean, she was the pregame, you know,
yeah.
show host and
mm-hmm.
postgame for the Rockies. So as a broadcaster, she got to get fired up every year for a terrible season.
That's true.
And, you know, she was able to do it. Means led to an end, and now she's the first full-time lead play-by-play female announcer. Same time, she's announcing the worst team in baseball.
Hey, it's just a stepping stone to something bigger.
Of all the teams, Jenny Kavner already worked for the 29th best team in baseball. She could have gone on to 28 places and increased her chances to win. But instead, she went to the only team that's behind the Rockies. So
I don't think she cares.
Oh, I don't think so either. I mean, I'd take her job in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I think it's
a
exciting.
Lot of people would. That's very exciting.
Of course. All right. That's pretty much, I mean, if you're looking for big headlines today in sports, you're not going to really find anything big. Caitlin Clark, the Iowa star. star is chosen to go into the WNBA draft, foregoing her final season in college.
We will be paying attention to that now. I mean, knowing that she's going to go number one overall, but I think we're going to be paying attention to it a little bit more.
When she plays her first WNBA game next season with Indiana, she'll probably be the number one pick. That's why we're saying Indiana. Shohei Ohtani got married today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way.
Within the last couple of days.
No, it could have even been over the offseason. But Dave Roberts, when asked about Shohei Ohtani's marriage, basically said he didn't even know he was getting married. They asked him about a wedding gift, and he was like, well, we didn't have much lead time on that, so we didn't get him anything kind of thing.
What do you get the guy who has everything? $700 million?
Yeah, I guess you don't get anything. But would you find that, would you like that, though, if your star player is so secretive you didn't even know he was getting married?
I think would that's I like a, it?
Like, I don't think that Shohei Ohtani owes us anything. I don't think Shohei Ohtani needs to tell us that he's getting married or who
he's
dating.
As soon as he's traded to the Dodgers, As soon as he's signed by the Dodgers, he needs to talk about his wedding.
Don't you think that comes
plans?
Up in like conversation when you're getting to know each other?
Not with a language barrier that's there.
All right, but I still think, Chris, one of the first things I've asked you was, are you married? Do you know, who's your wife? And it's just a common question. I just don't understand that. And
I don't know that Dave Roberts met Shohei Ohtani and the first thing on his mind was whether or not he was married.
I know that, but I'm saying since the time that they have been together, ever since Shohei signed the contract, I think it's kind of strange.
San Diego State has announced its football schedule for 2024. The Aztecs schedule is out. Bum, 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 bum. All right, let's give that a little time.
Okay.
It'll be Sean Lewis's debut season.
Let's go.
And, I think most people around here are pretty excited about everything that's happened surrounding Sean Lewis so far.
Sorry, I got to go back to Shohei for 1 second because of a chat. Brandon says, and he's very spot on, I mean, we're talking about a guy who told teams to not tell anyone about him meeting with them. So, yeah.
He's a pretty secretive guy.
Very secretive.
Yes, anyway. He is. All right, what do you have on the Aztec schedule? Because I do not have it in front of me.
Here we go. Opening game.
Tell people to try and stay calm.
Yes.
When we announce who their opening game is against.
Stay calm because
you guys
are
gonna.
You guys,
when you hear this, you're going to be rushing for tickets.
So I opened up the email. I didn't see the second part of this, but I saw that on Saturday, August 31st, the Aztecs are going to be hosting Texas A&M. Commerce. Texas A&M Commerce, Chris. I was like, what? They're playing Texas A&M? That's huge.
That would have been pretty cool.
And then I saw Commerce.
Instead, they're playing Texas A&M Commerce,
whatever that is. What is the mascot for Texas A&M Commerce?
It looks like a lion.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking at the logo itself, so I'm assuming it's a lion. Yes. The A&M Commerce Lions will be coming to town for Sean Lewis's opening game. All right, so he gets kind of one gimme start it out.
After that,
the schedule is, I think, pretty good.
Yes, the second game is Saturday, September 7th, Oregon State at home.
Should be a great game.
Yes.
Oregon State not in the Pac-12 any longer.
No.
As of start of that game. Then the Aztecs get a rare game against an ACC team.
Yes, an ACC team.
Where are they going, pray tell? Are they going to North Carolina for that? Being as it's the Atlantic Coast, are they going to Georgia? Are they going to
passports?
South Carolina? I mean, they're playing an ACC team. They must be having a long way to travel.
They're going to Berkeley, California to play Cal.
Taking on Cal out of the ACC.
Yeah.
It just still cracks me up, man.
That
I don't get
weird.
That.
Then they have a bye on September 21st. September 28th, they are at Central Michigan, Chippewas.
Chippewas and Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Okay. October 5th, they are at home to Hawaii.
This
is when they start Mountain West play, and then they have one game in the middle of it that's not.
Right.
October 12th at Wyoming.
Okay.
October 19th, bye. October 26th at home to Washington State.
The Cougs. Another Pac-12 foe.
Yes.
Wow. The Aztecs are really challenging themselves next year. They're playing the entire Pac-12 conference.
They really are.
Playing both of them.
Good
Oregon
for them.
State and Washington State.
Good for them.
That is good.
Cat on the chat, every time we talk about Washington State, she freaks out because her and her husband are from, they're alum of Washington State.
Hanging.
And so they were very upset at how we talked about Washington State when they were being booted from the Pac-12, because Washington State people feel very slighted by this Pac-12 thing.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I've been to the Palouse once before. I don't even really know what the Palouse is, but I do know what it looks like.
What's a Palouse?
I'm going to look it up. But they call the area where Washington State is the Palouse. And it's just...
Oh, look at that.
It's a region of the United States, but it is very intriguing in terms of distinct-looking region.
It is distinct.
In the eastern part of Washington. And I've driven through it before, and I remember thinking, this is pretty cool, the Palouse.
Wow, they have a waterfall there, too.
Yeah, it's in the... I mean, you talk about nowhere, Scraby.
This is where it is.
That's that, yeah. When you look at the map and you look at the picture of nowhere, and then you find the dot that says the middle of nowhere, that's where Washington State is.
Wow, I'm looking at it. Yeah, this is pretty in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, Washington State, by the way, it does not have a hotel that's big enough to house a football team. So teams that play Washington State stay in Idaho, in Moscow, Idaho, okay, and travel across the border to play the football game.
You know how I know that Moscow and Pullman are very close to each other? Because of that...
The murder story happened
because the guy was a Washington State guy. It's very sad that's why my knowledge of Pullman in Moscow. But yeah.
But if you ever feel like traveling to the middle of nowhere, go to Washington State and drive around, because the Palouse is really very cool looking.
I'm looking at these pictures.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
It's got a lot of hills. I didn't expect lots of hills. Yeah. I didn't expect a waterfall.
I didn't expect
any of that.
There you go.
All right, back to the schedule. Now that we have given a free commercial to Pullman, Washington.
No kidding. that's the nicest anybody's ever talked about that space, that area.
November 2nd, they're at Boise State. November 9th, they're home to New Mexico. November 16th, they're at UNLV. November 23rd, at Utah State. November 30th, home to Air Force.
All right. So that's the Aztec schedule, but it does kick off Sean Lewis era August 31st against Texas A&M.
Commerce.
Yes. But also Oregon State will come to San Diego. Washington State will come here. Hawaii, New Mexico, and Air Force. So should be a fun year. Hope it is a successful one. Enjoyed having Sean Lewis on the program last week. All right. We got a little Kyle Higashioka from spring training. Mm-hmm. We'll bring that to you next. Latest on the Padres, there isn't really a whole lot to update you on, but whatever there is, we'll let you know. We also have our spring American League preview coming up in this hour, so stay tuned for all of that after traffic on Gwynn and Chris. All right, 5:20 is the time. Crisello, Matt Scraby together in the Odyssey Palace Studios today. What a fun day it has been here in the studio. Was Scraby showing me golf and the stupid NFL combine. By the way, Scraby, does the thing just go on forever? I mean, it's been on for 3.5 hours already, and it doesn't look like there's any end in sight.
Well, they do. They started late, by the way. So,
what do you mean they started late?
In the day. Like, I think it was 3 p.m.
Were the combine people not ready? They couldn't get the national anthem singer there in time?
No, it's all about TV, Chris. Are you kidding me?
The national anthem singer?
There's no national anthem singer.
Why not? It's a big event, isn't it?
They
introduced the starting lineups.
They're doing this for the next, I think, four days?
Isn't it dollar hot dog day at the NFL scouting combine?
No, it's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
Stupid.
The NFL scouting combine. Honestly, Scraby, next time have Ben Higgins and Stephen Woods come in and paint the walls so that you and I can come in later in the day and watch the paint dry. Far more entertaining than the stupid combine.
Let me break it down for you, Chris. Today, the defensive linemen and the linebackers go. Tomorrow, the defensive backs and the tight ends go. Saturday, quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. And then Sunday, offensive linemen go.
When do the punters get a shot?
Not listed.
Not listed.
NL, not listed.
I mean, the scouting combine.
What, I mean, no one's...
4 days of hell.
I think people are...
And you are... And there's people out there, you're watching it.
You know
who you are.
I like to see the new players coming into the NFL.
You don't know who any of these guys are, number one. Number two, you're not going to remember any of them come draft day. You're not going to... Ah! I remember watching that guy sprint 40 yards.
I remember watching Fred
There's
Warner.
No way.
On
there
the
is no
I
way.
I remember watching Fred
no
Warner.
No way.
Do the combine.
I remember when we were watching last year, Tony and I and you, and they had some Aztec guy on there. I can't remember who it was now, but I seemed intrigued at the time, rooting for the guy to not trip and fall over.
Because,
I mean, what really am I rooting for?
You're rooting for him to do well so he gets drafted well.
Yes, not
was
trip
it Daniel
and fall
Bellinger?
Over. I don't know. He's been in the league for a few years.
Was it the defensive end?
I don't know.
All right.
Doesn't matter to me. Padres beat the A's today, 5-3. Kyle Higashioka, one of the stars, couple of hits, RBI. Our guy, the great one, Sammy Leavitt,
great
caught
one.
Up with Kyle Higashioka after the game.
Let's talk about two of the guys you mentioned, Luis Campusano. Speaking of younger players, it'll be you and him, that tandem behind the plate this season. What have you learned, noticed about Luis Campusano so far?
Incredibly hard worker. I mean, he's in the gym every morning and just grinding every single day. So and he cares, and that's what you want as a catcher. You want a guy that cares about the team and winning and the pitching staff. And you know, he's got all the right makeup and all the right tools to be a really good catcher.
Let's go to somebody even younger. Ethan Salas, 17 years old. From my perspective, you watch him in the clubhouse, on the field. He seems like he belongs right where he is here at spring training. What have your early impressions been of Ethan Salas?
Really good. Really good. I would have never guessed he was 17. Wow. Based on his maturity level. I mean, when I was 17, I definitely wasn't that mature. So, I think he's got a pretty special skill set. And so, you know, down the road, he's going to be pretty darn good player.
There you go. From Kyle Higashioka. Actually, Scraby tells me Sammy caught up with Kyle before the game today against the A's. But
yeah.
When you're playing the A's, you could have actually caught up with him during the game. Wouldn't have mattered. The A's.
Well, they did. So explain to me this, because I didn't get to see the Padres' first game on that last Thursday. What happened with Fernando's interview?
There was in the Dodger game?
Yeah. What?
Well, he was mic'd up.
I keep seeing this reference, and I haven't.
No, he was mic'd up in right field.
All right.
And they started the game, the top of the first inning.
Okay.
And the announcer started asking him questions. Hey, Fernando, you know, what do you think? And he's out standing in right field while the game's going on, answering the questions. And if you remember the first game, the Dodgers batted for like an hour in the first inning.
Yeah, I do.
So they finally had to just cut Fernando loose. They ran out of questions for him.
Like, how long do you think he was actually on TV for and doing
25
this
minutes.
What?
Oh, it was endless.
How brutal for him.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they hit a, you know, base hit to him, and he had to go field the ball, throw it into the infield. Then they finally cut him loose.
Yeah, they need to put a time limit on those interviews.
They need to put a kibosh on those interviews.
No, I'm fine with the in-game interviews, but...
Really? During a regular season game, you like it?
I do.
I hate it.
I do. I hate it. Okay.
I hate all in-game interviews, especially the ones with coaches coming off the field at halftime.
So does Carissa Thompson.
Such a waste of my time.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Please, just go to the commercial already. I do not need to hear...
Oh, are you talking to me?
No, anybody. I'm talking... I just don't need to hear any NFL coach saying the exact same thing.
So this is kind of like how Shohei Ohtani being so secretive bothers me. Coach interviews bother you.
They do.
Okay. Oh, there's your guy. Speaking of head coaches, Mike McDaniel sitting at the combine.
He showed up?
Yes, he showed up.
Well, it's because the general manager's home doing his laundry. All right.
Well,
I hope, you know what I'd like Mike McDaniel to find while he's at the combine?
What?
How about finding a speedy wide receiver so that the Dolphins can part with Tyreek Hill?
I don't think that's ever going to happen, but
I don't think so either.
It's wishful thinking. I got a few responses, Chris, on Twitter that I would like to share with you from stuff that we've talked about today. I said, I can't believe that 6 foot, 6 inch Tom Brady was a catcher or was drafted as a catcher. And I have been, it's been confirmed by multiple people he was drafted as a catcher. All now, you say he's not 6'6", but he's 6'4".
He's not. He's 6'4", and stop saying he's 6'6".
And then you have someone saying about your string cheese. With string cheese, there are biters and there are stringers. Both are acceptable.
And I think I'm both. I think I just, you know, do whatever's necessary.
The string cheese is meant for a long snack. You don't just go, and then be done with it.
Sorry, I do.
One other, I remember that day, San Diego, 70 full-size bats handed out. You had your bat all through the game. You pounded on Q's concrete trying to get the Padres to score some runs. I had that bat for years. I even sanded it down and varnished it until it fell apart. We were talking about how the Yankees gave away a bunch of bats back in the day.
40,000 of them.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
Yeah.
That's a
bunch.
How
we probably couldn't get away with doing that in this day and age. A couple of quick NBA things, Scraby. Lakers are home to Washington tonight. It's about as much of a sure thing as there is in the NBA. The Wizards have lost 12 in a row. Their record is 9-49. Lakers have moved into the 9 spot in the West, half game ahead of the 10th spot Warriors. The Lakers are going to be in the playoffs again. Will they make another run like they made last year? Doesn't seem as likely, just because there's so many good teams ahead of them.
All right.
But they did come from 21 down last night to beat the Clippers. Also tonight, Scraby, first meeting of the year, NBA Finals rematch from a year ago.
The Nuggets won, right? I'm being serious.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's an NBA Finals rematch. Nobody knows who was in the NBA Finals last year.
I do. It was the Nuggets and the Heat.
That's right.
There we go.
Yeah, they're playing tonight in Denver. You can watch the rematch on TNT at 7 o'clock this evening, following the Scraby Chronicles.
Yes,
the
Scraby Chronicles.
Yes.
My daily gripe was pretty good last night. I think that you're going to be on my side on this one, Chris.
What'd you have?
So, did you hear about the company that sent a spacecraft to the moon to do tests and stuff? So, there was this private company, I think it was called Intuitive Systems, but they sent this spacecraft called Odysseus. And it went to the moon, and so when I was watching my nieces, we all sat down.
Was anybody in the craft?
No, it was just unmanned.
Unmanned.
But we were watching because we wanted to see this thing land on the moon, because it was going to happen live on TV.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, waiting. They kept showing the people cheering in the command center, and I'm like, what the heck? Come to find out, there was never any video going to be coming from this thing. They broadcast pictures back 5 days later. So my gripe was, how can you land something on the moon and do it live on TV but not have video of the
pretty
moon
simple answer to this, Scraby?
Thank you.
There's no such thing as a moon landing.
Okay.
We've never been to the moon.
All right. Don't even start, because you know what?
That came up last night. The whole space program is a sham, and you know it.
That actually came up last night on the chat.
I'm sure it did.
You know, a lot of people
think that. Because there are people who still believe that.
And my theory is that, yes, we went to the moon, but I can believe some of the conspiracy theories as to why we would fake going to the moon, which would be to show the USSR that we have a lot more power and technology.
You ever heard of
a
movie called Capricorn 1?
I have, but I haven't seen it.
I've told you to watch it.
Have you?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Okay.
It's about a fake trip to the moon that is staged on a sound stage out
in the
middle of nowhere. Among others, O.J. Simpson is one of the astronauts.
Okay, that's right.
But they do actually shoot a rocket up into space at the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
And everyone sees the rocket go up, and then they splice it, and they put the soundstage stuff in. Anyway, the rocket itself blows up. in the movie.
Okay.
So now all the actors are not supposed to come back alive, but they're all still alive because they're in the desert filming everything.
Okay.
So they realize that the government is going to have to kill them, and they have to figure out what to do about
this
it.
This is actually a movie
it's
right
a
up my alley.
It's a great storyline.
This is right up my alley.
I know it is. It's called Capricorn 1.
Chance on the chat says, flags don't move like it's windy on the moon. There is no gravity. I believe there is something called solar winds that can come by and move some things. Also, Chance is agreeing with you, Chris. NASA is a fraud, which I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Chris, I was saying it
tongue-in-cheek.
No, you did say that.
I said it. Capricorn 1 was a 1977 movie, so you may have to do a little digging to find it, Scraby. As a matter of fact, let's see. Amazon apparently has it for free.
Okay, I'll watch it there.
Amazon Prime.
But does it make me a bad person that I'm watching a movie with OJ in it?
You have to just get past that.
You have to get past
it. It's worth it. It's worth it. You love the storyline, don't you?
The storyline sounds great.
Oh, it's great. I'm telling you.
I will watch it.
All right. And I don't believe OJ meets with a very good end.
Oh, it's a mission to Mars.
Oh, it's a Mars. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that I didn't remember.
Well, if OJ meets a bad ending,
yes,
I mean,
OJ.
It's just
I don't think OJ made it through the flick.
It's
so
just
you'll
fitting.
Be. Yeah, it'll be all right.
All right.
All right. Break time. American League preview. Stick around. What team is being called the Padres of the American League? I'll explain. Quinn will be back tomorrow. I wanted to congratulate my guys last night, Scraby. My Wednesday night softball team.
Oh, yes.
Led by Braden Surprenant and others.
Oh, he's the leader,
won
huh?
the Poway League Championship last night. Of course they did. I wasn't there to play and ruin it for them. I couldn't play because I was with the Aztecs basketball team in New Mexico. But Braden reported into me today that they won the championship last night. Nice job, fellas.
I mean,
congratulations to those guys.
They're in the playoffs like every 3 weeks.
You know, there's certain truth to that.
Okay.
The league, like the playoffs were last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next season starts next Wednesday. Like, they don't wait around. You just go right into the next season.
Okay.
And then you play, like, yeah, maybe 10 weeks, and then it's playoffs again.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of playoffs.
There is a lot of playoffs.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't always win, so good job by those guys. Congrats. What else? Oh, Scraby just sent a reminder on his phone.
Yes, I did.
To watch Capricorn 1 tonight.
I did.
I love the fact that at 8:15 tonight, your phone, just out of nowhere, will bark at you and tell you to watch Capricorn 1.
And I'll be like, thank you, phone. I completely forgot about watching Capricorn 1.
Like, won't that startle you at all?
No, God, no.
No?
No, why would it startle
me? If my phone just, like, blasted out to me.
Well, number one, I always have my phone on silent because we work in a business where your phone cannot
go off. I keep mine on silent as well.
And I don't really like to know when I have notifications. I'm not the guy who likes to know what's going on with my phone.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I get a text in from someone, I feel like I have to respond to it right then or else it's going to be on my mind. And so I just don't look. And it sometimes gets me in trouble because I miss things.
I'm pretty similar to you. Somebody texts me something, I may not see it for a couple of hours. Does happen.
Does it? Do you get anxiety when you know you have to respond through to someone? Or are you just like, who cares?
What do you mean anxiety?
Like, I get anxiety that I know I have to respond to the person, but I haven't done it yet.
Oh. No, well, I don't know if I get anxiety because I try to always respond, get it off my plate.
There you go.
Immediately.
So that kind of gives you anxiety, I guess.
You're right. All right, a little baseball music. Did we check traffic?
No.
Let's do that.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Wrapping up our leap day afternoon commute with several problems. Southbound 5 past Genesee, there's a collision involving a couple cars. It's over to the right shoulder. Now up ahead, getting reports of an encampment fire. Garnett, it's over the right shoulder. Another fire reported. South 5 near the King Freeway. Some smoke visible from the right shoulder. Collision on southbound 805 near the 8. Those vehicles are over to the right shoulder. And traveling east on the 8 just before Taylor Street, there's a collision involving several vehicles. It's all over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Quinn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into our look-see, a reminder of the American League baseball teams, kind of spring training edition of a season preview. Start with the, we did the National League earlier, so if you missed it, go back and get caught up in all the NL teams. You can find it, what time was that, Scrape?
2:40.
2:40 this afternoon. You can get the NL update. Go to 97.3thefansd.com.
Nice job.
For the American League update, we start with the Astros in the AL West. Same Astros as always, except for they get Verlander back, and they now have Josh Hader to close games.
Great. And Josh Hader is more willing than ever to...
You know who... Yeah, right. He'll pitch anytime.
Yes.
In fact, he may be starting, for all we know. By the way, backup catcher for the Astros. Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Our old friend?
Very good. Is it... Hedges?
Victor Caratini.
Oh, I thought it was Hedges.
No, Caratini. Texas Rangers, World Series champs. Again, pretty much same club as last year. Question is you know, Evan Carter, who was kind of a postseason hero, is he ready to be an everyday outfielder?
Yeah.
And can they get the same kind of season out of the third baseman, young Trevor Siemian? But they got a nice-looking pitching staff. Eovaldi, Jonathan Gray. It's pretty much the same club for Bruce Bochy. We'll see if he can do it again.
It's almost like he knows what he's doing.
He's pretty good, isn't he? Travis Jankowski's still there in Texas, too. Seattle Mariners, Ty France, our old guy, friend, he's there still. Mitch Haniger, who basically was just loaned to the Giants for a year, is now back with Seattle. And Mitch Garver came from Texas to be the DH now.
Okay.
That's the changes in Seattle. Luis Castillo, of course. You know their closer is Andres Munoz.
Yes.
Who the Padres kind of gave away, I hate to say.
Yeah, that's one that hurts.
That does. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't know what to say about these guys. I mean, no Ohtani now. So Anthony Rendon is scheduled to take over the DH spot. Maybe he'll pitch, too, because Rendon loves baseball so much.
He loves to play. He actually wants to make it 190 games for the year.
I don't see a whole lot to recommend about the Angels this year, I must say, and there's not a lot of changes. What were they doing?
Well, they were supposedly trying to get Shohei Ohtani to come
back. Yeah, but they didn't, so they could have pursued something else.
I got to say this about Mike Trout. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and it's very honorable of him to stand there and say, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to honor my commitment. But on the other hand, I think that's a bad decision for Mike Trout.
I think he should go elsewhere, try to win something.
Just like you're saying with his team, there's not a good team there.
The Angels did add Matt Moore, Robert Stevenson, Adam Simber, try to get a little better bullpen, but I don't know that that's going to be enough.
Yeah.
Oakland A's, there's really no need to spend any time with them. They're a minor league team at best. You go ahead. Name three A's.
Brent Rooker.
Okay.
I want to say someone who's definitely not on the team. Coco Crisp.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got right now.
Sal Bando. He was the third baseman of the 1972 A's.
Okay.
Yeah, the A's are hardly a big league team. On to the AL East. Baltimore Orioles are the defending champs. It hurts me to see that Julio Mateo has been so good for them. I mean, Jorge at shortstop. I always call it Julio. Jorge Mateo. Will Jackson Holliday take that shortstop position this year? I don't know. That sounds a little much. But the Orioles won 101 games. They won more games than the Dodgers did last year.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's how good they were.
That is crazy.
And they add Corbin Burns and Craig Kimbrell to that pitching staff. Tampa Bay Rays. The beat just goes on with them.
It does.
There isn't a lot to recommend when you look at their team.
Yeah.
But they never fail to win a ton of games. They never add anybody in free agency or make any trades. But guys like Arozarena and Isaac Paredes and Brandon Lau and Yandy Diaz and a whole bunch of guys that you don't know who they are. Get it done every year for Tampa Bay. We'll see if they can do it again.
Well, they're not going to have Wander Franco, which is a huge loss.
You know, it is, but they lost him in the middle of last season, and they hardly tailed off. I mean, I know they didn't win the division, but they won 99 games.
But they also had that incredibly hot start.
I think they were, wasn't it 13-14-0?
Yeah, something like that.
Toronto Blue Jays finished third in the East last year. Their infield sounds like a former Major League team. Vlad Guerrero, Kevin Biggio, and Bo Bichette.
We just heard the Ben and Woods promo of Ben Higgins calling him Kevon.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah, no, Kevin Biggio.
Yeah.
Toronto didn't add a whole lot. They'll give it another run with their 89 victories coming back from a year ago. Justin Turner is the big add for Toronto, now to DH. And again, another guy that I would have loved to see come here.
Yeah.
New York Yankees. Are they ever going to add Blake Snell to go with Garrett Cole, give him both Cy Young Award winners?
They seem really intent on not adding him.
Yeah, we'll see if they do. Otherwise, they added some guy named Juan Soto.
But they also lost a bunch of guys, too.
I know. I'm just giving you that. I am looking forward to the first time that Juan Soto boxes up a play on the bases. Because they will destroy him in New York.
I don't know that they will in the beginning.
Maybe not the first time, but about the 19th time he messes up on the bases. When that'll happen, you watch.
Someone pointed out to me, and they make a real... They knew everything was going to go bad for Juan Soto because he ended Xander Bogaerts' hit streak by trying to go for two or whatever it was. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah,
it was an on-base streak.
He got lost.
Yes.
Going to second base or something. I remember what you're saying.
Yeah, Xander Bogaerts' like on-base streak. It was pretty hefty on-base streak.
Ended because of that. Yeah. Boston Red Sox finished last. Most people think they'll finish last again. They did add Lucas Giolito to the starting rotation. Trevor Story. He's back. He's been injured for like three straight years.
I know.
Vaughn Grissom was the guy they got from the Braves. He'll play second base after the trade of Chris Sale. And let's go to the American League Central, where players go to die.
I guess so.
I don't mean it that way, but I mean, you just don't know anybody in the American League Central, do you? Minnesota Twins.
I think I know more Royals than anybody in the American League.
Well, I'm going to get to them in a minute. But you look at the Twins. Other than Carlos Correa, they won the division last year. Mm-hmm. They won a playoff series last year.
Yeah.
You still don't know anybody on the Twins. You just don't.
No.
I mean, Brian Buxton?
Is it Brian or Byron? Byron.
Yeah. He's hurt all the time, but he's a pretty good center fielder.
Who is the guy who hit a bunch of home runs in the playoffs?
Yeah, Lewis. Royce Lewis. Third baseman. Hit a bunch of grand slams last year.
Yeah, he did.
Remember he hit like five grand slams or something crazy like that? But other than that, the Twins are a no-name team. They did finish nine games better than the Tigers last year. Tigers added some names you've heard of. Mark Canha goes to the Tigers this year, a play left field. Kenta Maeda added to the pitching staff. Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals added to the pitching staff.
That's right.
So the Tigers at least are, you know, giving it an effort. They didn't have a bad year last year compared to the rest of the division. Cleveland finished third last year. And they don't have Francona anymore.
Who's their manager now?
Don't know.
I couldn't tell you that.
Isn't that terrible? I'm like a professional sports talk show host. Who's the manager of the Cleveland Guardians? Don't know.
I don't think it's terrible because there's just so much information thrown out. Stephen Vogt.
Okay. Yeah, I could not have come up with that. If you're looking at the guards, Josh Naylor, former Padre, first base. His brother, Bo, is a catcher. Austin Hedges is still a backup.
Okay.
Although not with Texas anymore. Hedges is back with Cleveland, apparently.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So he wins a World Series and, like, he wasn't traded there. I think he was,
signed. He got more airtime than any other Ranger.
He really stuck himself
next to Bochy, and every time they showed the dugout, you had to see Austin Hedges.
He definitely got a lot of airtime.
Chicago White Sox, Andrew Benintendi, Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, Kevin Pillar goes there. Dylan Cease stays there. Quinn will be back tomorrow. I wanted to congratulate my guys last night, Scraby. My Wednesday night softball team.
Oh, yes.
Led by Braden Surprenant and others.
Oh, he's the leader,
won the Poway League Championship last night. Of course they did. I wasn't there to play and ruin it for them. I couldn't play because I was with the Aztecs basketball team in New Mexico. But Braden reported into me today that they won the championship last night. Nice job, fellas.
I mean,
congratulations to those guys.
They're in the playoffs like every 3 weeks.
You know, there's certain truth to that.
Okay, good.
The league, like the playoffs were last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next season starts next Wednesday. Like, they don't wait around. You just go right into the next season.
Okay.
And then you play like, yeah, maybe 10 weeks. And then it's playoffs again.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of playoffs.
There is a lot of playoffs.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't always win. So good job by those guys. Congrats. What else? Oh, Scraby just sent a reminder on his phone.
Yes, I did.
To watch Capricorn 1 tonight.
I did.
I love the fact that at 8:15 tonight, your phone, just out of nowhere, will bark at you and tell you to watch Capricorn 1.
And I'll be like, thank you, phone. I completely forgot about watching Capricorn 1.
Like, won't that startle you at all?
No, God, no.
No?
No, why would it startle
me? If my phone just, like, blasted out to me.
Well, number one, I always have my phone on silent because we work in a business where your phone cannot
go off. I keep mine on silent as well.
And I don't really like to know when I have notifications. I'm not the guy who likes to know what's going on with my phone.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I get a text in from someone, I feel like I have to respond to it right then or else it's going to be on my mind. And so I just don't look. And it sometimes gets me in trouble because I miss things.
I'm pretty similar to you. Somebody texts me something, I may not see it for a couple of hours. Does happen.
Does it? Do you get anxiety when you know you have to respond through to someone? Or are you just like, who cares?
What do you mean anxiety?
Like, I get anxiety that I know I have to respond to the person, but I haven't done it yet.
Oh. No, well, I don't know if I get anxiety because I try to always respond, get it off my plate.
There you go.
Immediately.
So that kind of gives you anxiety, I guess.
You're right. All right, a little baseball music. Did we check traffic?
No.
First, let's do that.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Wrapping up our leap day afternoon commute with several problems. Southbound 5 past Genesee, there's a collision involving a couple cars. It's over to the right shoulder. Now up ahead, getting reports of an encampment fire. Garnett, it's over the right shoulder. Another fire reported. South 5 near the King Freeway. Some smoke visible from the right shoulder. Collision on southbound 805 near the 8. Those vehicles are over to the right shoulder. And traveling east on the 8 just before Taylor Street, there's a collision involving several vehicles. It's all over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into our look-see, a reminder of the American League baseball teams, kind of spring training edition of a season preview. Start with the, we did the National League earlier, so if you missed it, go back and get caught up in all the NL teams. You can find it, what time was that, Scrape?
2:40.
2:40 this afternoon. You can get the NL update. Go to 97.3thefansd.com.
Nice
for the
job.
For the American League update, we start with the Astros in the AL West. Same Astros as always, except for they get Verlander back, and they now have Josh Hader to close games.
Great. And Josh Hader is more willing than ever to...
You know who... Yeah, right. He'll pitch anytime.
Yes.
In fact, he may be starting, for all we know. by the way, backup catcher for the Astros. Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Our old friend?
Very good. Is it Hedges?
Victor Caratini.
Oh, I thought it was Hedges.
No, Caratini. Texas Rangers, World Series champs. Again, pretty much same club as last year. Question is you know, Evan Carter, who was kind of a postseason hero, is he ready to be an everyday outfielder?
Yeah.
And can they get the same kind of season out of the third baseman, young Trevor Siemian? But they got a nice looking pitching staff: Eovaldi, Jonathan Gray. It's pretty much the same club for Bruce Bochy.
We'll see if
he can do it again.
It's almost like he knows what he's doing.
He's pretty good, isn't he? Travis Jankowski's still there in Texas, too. Seattle Mariners, Ty France, our old guy, friend, he's there still. Mitch Haniger, who basically was just loaned to the Giants for a year, is now back with Seattle. And Mitch Garver, came from Texas to be the DH now.
Okay.
That's the changes in Seattle. Luis Castillo, of course. You know, their closer is Andrés Muñoz.
Yes.
Who the Padres kind of gave away. I hate to say.
Yeah, that's one that hurts.
That does. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't know what to say about these guys. I mean, no Ohtani now. So Anthony Rendon is scheduled to take over the DH spot. Maybe he'll pitch, too, because Rendon loves baseball so much.
He loves to play. He actually wants to make it 190 games for the year.
I don't see a whole lot to recommend about the Angels this year, I must say, and there's not a lot of changes. What were they doing?
Well, they were supposedly trying to get Shohei Ohtani to come
back.
Yeah,
but they didn't, so they could have pursued something else.
I got to say this about Mike Trout. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and it's very honorable of him to stand there and say, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to honor my commitment. But on the other hand, I think that's a bad decision for Mike Trout.
I think he should go elsewhere. Try to win something.
Just like you're saying with his team, there's not a good team there.
The Angels did add Matt Moore, Robert Stevenson, Adam Simber, try to get a little better bullpen, but I don't know that that's going to be enough.
Yeah.
Oakland A's, there's really no need to spend any time with them. They're a minor league team at best. You go ahead. Name three A's.
Brent Rooker.
Okay.
I want to say someone who's definitely not on the team. Coco Crisp.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got right now.
Sal Bando. He was the third baseman of the 1972 A's.
Okay.
Yeah, the A's are hardly a big league team. On to the AL East. Baltimore Orioles are the defending champs. It hurts me to see that Julio Mateo has been so good for them. I mean, Jorge at shortstop. I always call it Julio. Jorge Mateo. Will Jackson Holliday take that shortstop position this year? I don't know. That sounds a little much. But the Orioles won 101 games. They won more games than the Dodgers did last year.
Wow, that is crazy.
That's how good they were.
That is crazy.
And they add Corbin Burns and Craig Kimbrell to that pitching staff. Tampa Bay Rays. The beat just goes on with them.
It does.
There isn't a lot to recommend when you look at their team.
Yeah.
But they never fail to win a ton of games. They never add anybody in free agency or make any trades. But guys like Arozarena and Isaac Paredes and Brandon Lau and Yandy Diaz and a whole bunch of guys that you don't know who they are. Get it done every year for Tampa Bay. We'll see if they can do it again.
Well, they're not going to have Wander Franco, which is a huge loss.
You know, it is, but they lost him in the middle of last season, and they hardly tailed off. I mean, I know they didn't win the division, but they won 99 games.
That is, but they also had that incredibly hot start.
I think they were, wasn't it 13-14-0?
Yeah, something like that.
Toronto Blue Jays finished third in the East last year. Their infield sounds like a former major league team. Vlad Guerrero, Kevin Biggio, and Bo Bichette.
We just heard the Ben and Woods promo of Ben Higgins calling him Kevon.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah, no, Kevin Biggio.
Yeah.
Toronto didn't add a whole lot. They'll give it another run with their 89 victories coming back from a year ago. Justin Turner is the big ad for Toronto, now to DH. And again, another guy that I would have loved to seen come here.
Yeah.
New York Yankees. Are they ever going to add Blake Snell to go with Garrett Cole, give them both Cy Young Award winners?
They seem really intent on not adding him.
Yeah, we'll see if they do. Otherwise, they added some guy named Juan Soto.
But they also lost a bunch of guys, too.
I know. I'm just giving you that. I am looking forward to the first time that Juan Soto boxes up a play on the bases. Because they will destroy him in New York.
I don't know that they will in the beginning.
Maybe not the first time, but about the 19th time he messes up on the bases. When that'll happen, you watch.
Someone pointed out to me, and they make a real... They knew everything was going to go bad for Juan Soto because he ended Xander Bogaert's hit streak by trying to go for two or whatever it was. Remember
Yes. Yeah.
It was an on-base streak.
He got lost.
Yes.
Going to second base or something. I remember what you're saying.
Yeah, Xander Bogaert's like on-base streak. It was pretty hefty on-base streak.
Ended because of that. Yeah. Boston Red Sox finished last. Most people think they'll finish last again. They did add Lucas Giolito to the starting rotation. Trevor Story, he's back. He's been injured for like three straight years.
I know.
Vaughn Grissom was the guy they got from the Braves. He'll play second base after the trade of Chris Sale. And let's go to the American League Central, where players go to die.
I guess so.
I don't mean it that way, but I mean, you just don't know anybody in the American League Central, do you? Minnesota Twins.
I think I know more Royals than anybody in the American League.
Well, I'm going to get to them in a minute. But you look at the Twins, other than Carlos Correa, they won the division last year. Mm-hmm. They won a playoff series last year.
Yeah.
You still don't know anybody on the Twins. You just don't.
No.
I mean, Brian Buxton.
He's
or is it
hurt.
Brian or Byron?
Byron.
Yeah. He's hurt all the time, but he's a pretty good center fielder.
Who is the guy who hit a bunch of home runs in the playoffs?
Yeah, Lewis. Royce Lewis.
Royce
third
Lewis,
baseman. Hit a bunch of grand slams last year.
Yeah, he did.
Remember he hit like five grand slams or something crazy like that? But other than that, the Twins are a no-name team. They did finish nine games better than the Tigers last year. Tigers added some names you've heard of. Mark Canha goes to the Tigers this year, a play left field. Kenta Maeda added to the pitching staff. Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals added to the pitching staff.
That's right.
So the Tigers at least are, you know, giving it an effort. They didn't have a bad year last year compared to the rest of the division. Cleveland finished third last year. And they don't have Francona anymore.
Who's their manager now?
Don't know.
I couldn't tell you either.
Isn't that terrible? I'm like a professional sports talk show host. Who's the manager of the Cleveland Guardians? Don't know.
I don't think it's terrible because there's just so much information thrown out. Stephen Vogt.
Okay. Yeah, I could not have come up with that. If you're looking at the guards, Josh Naylor, former Padre, first base. His brother, Bo, is a catcher. Austin Hedges is still a backup.
Okay.
Although not with Texas anymore. Hedges is back with Cleveland, apparently.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So he wins the World Series, and, like, he wasn't traded there. I think he was,
signed. He got more airtime than any other Ranger.
He really stuck
himself next to Bochy, and every time they showed the dugout, you had to see Austin Hedges.
He definitely got a lot of airtime.
Chicago White Sox, Andrew Benintendi, Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, Kevin Pillar goes there. Dylan Cease stays there, despite the fact everybody said he'd be traded. Tim Hill is in relief for the White Sox now, if you're wondering where old Tim Hill went.
Interesting. I was.
Okay.
Mike Clevinger, is he on the White Sox still?
I think he's a free agent.
Okay.
I don't believe anybody's got him right now. Finally, the American League version of the Padres.
Who's that?
The Kansas City Padres.
Okay.
On the roster of the Royals, Hunter Renfro, Austin Nola, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Jordan Lyles, another former Padre right there.
Did you already say Austin Nola?
I did.
Okay.
So, poor old Padres go.
Bobby
Witt. Guess who else is on that team? One more former Padre.
Mm.
Adam Frazier.
Okay. The most random of those Padres.
Yes, he is. And your favorite first baseman in Major League Baseball is on the Royals. Vinny Pasquantino.
Why is he my favorite?
Because you like his name.
Oh, Pasquantino. Yeah, I know. I do. I miss former Padre Christian Villanueva. Remember him?
I do remember him. The third baseman?
Yeah.
And every time he used to come up, they'd play the El Toro fight song, and everybody'd get all excited, and then he'd pretty much strike out. He had three home runs in one game.
I was there that night.
It was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. He could have run for mayor.
He could have. You're right.
It was incredible.
And then the poor guy, I believe, gets traded to Japan or Korea?
I don't know what happened, but old Christian didn't make it much past the beginning of that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I just clicked off my feed.
I'm sorry.
You can't see me say goodbye today. I apologize to those of you watching on the YouTube feed.
My goodness, we have a couple people saying that Austin Hedges is a very attractive man, and I don't see it. Sorry.
Throws me for a loop.
I guess so.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Might as well call him Austin Swift.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Really?
I didn't know that he was such an attractive man.
Okay.
Because I'm going to grow my hair and never shave for the next 6 months.
Good call.
I mean, Austin Hedges looked like a mountain man last year in the Texas Ranger dugout.
He did. But that's how you should look in the playoffs if you're a baseball player.
Ugh.
Oh, you say.
Coming up next, it's the Scraby Chronicles with our friend Matt Scraby. An hour more of revelry, which always caps off with the daily gripe.
I got to say, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about tonight after we just used 4 hours of everything.
We did. We covered a lot of gripes on the show today.
It's okay.
Tony will be back tomorrow. I will be traveling for a while, but I will join the show when I arrive. And I'm going to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Nice job.
I'm excited about that.
All right.
And Scraby will be along with you. I think Sammy's going to check in tomorrow. So we'll have a little of everything for you.
Yep.
Stay tuned for the Scraby Chronicles. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. From all of us to all of you, 97.3 The Fan.